He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson once again for the 2345th time. 45th. You are not. My name is Emerson. I got the producer in the studio. My main line here is 244-WBDG. That's 244-9234. You can get in when you're feeling. They got an awesome guest. They're going to talk about some stuff and things. She's so awesome. She's awesome. But before I get to my awesome guest, I got to deal with my students. My student producer. Big Nelly, good morning. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing fantastic.
What's going
sir?
On,
how
Pop?
Are you? Oh, man, it's just a great Friday.
How's your
man.
Mom? How's your mom? How's your mom?
Mama's doing all right.
You
she's
cool?
hanging in there.
Cool.
Mom's
right.
fiance hanging in there. Life's he's going
cool.
great.
He can rap a chord.
Oh, yeah. I remember you texting me that. It's like, whoever rapped this chord did a really great job. I'm like, that's my mom's fiance.
Okay, it's a power chord, not a whooping
yeah,
chord.
Yeah.
I'm old school. My pops rapped a chord around my. Wrong. Never mind. Because I was bad, but this is a power course.
I went
what'd you do? Yeah.
So I went to the University of Southern Indiana last week on a college visit down in Evansville, Indiana.
How was it?
Beautiful campus. I loved it.
Okay.
Love the, like, they went to this German restaurant. Love that. Like, the old, it was like an old school, old town.
Of course you
feel.
Love the restaurant,
oh,
bro.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't like a German pretzel and German
but
food?
But tell me more about the school.
About the school. It's small, which I like. I like, it's a smaller, quieter school.
Okay.
I'm not really looking to go to a bigger school. I want something, right. you know, kind of small.
Yeah.
Everything's really close to each other. Just the campus feel, the architecture. It's really awesome. I mean, they play Division I sports. They have it all. They have a great media program. They have a TV program. They have a radio program.
That's what I want.
They have it all.
And okay.
They play Division I basketball. Their gymnasium is pretty cool. Playing the whole Ohio Valley Conference.
Yeah.
I
think you like that school.
Yeah, I really did. It's between Western Kentucky, University of Southern Indiana, and Ball State right now. And
okay.
I'm really leaning towards Western Kentucky or University of Southern Indiana. They have a chamber choir at the University of Southern Indiana, which I'm a part of the show choir, Decatur Central High School.
Yeah.
And they were just in Ireland, like, last week.
Wow.
And they won the event.
You're going to be in Ireland one day.
I'd love to. That'd be awesome.
See,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Students being busy. You're busy.
Yeah.
My students are busy. We got a thing we call the
Ladies and gentlemen, on the big board, semi-state action tonight at Giant Stadium, Center Grove, at Ben Davis, Friday at 7 o'clock. Pregame is at 6:15 p.m. Should be an amazing game. Both teams are 11-1.
Wow.
It's going to be a really head-to-head battle. On the call for that game is Garrett Burkle, Elijah Ennis, and myself, Landon Nelson, a.k.a.
Awesome.
Big Nelly. Girls basketball action. The Ben Davis Lady Giants are at Warren Central Saturday at 1:30 p.m. And then the Science Clause comes to town December 6 o'clock. At Ben Davis High School. It's a free event. So if you have nothing to do, come out on December 1st to this free event. And then Thanksgiving break. Oh, who doesn't like some Thanksgiving food and no school? November 22nd to November 26th. and the social medias are at WBDG Indy, except TikTok, at Giant 90.9. Request line are 317-244-9234. And all of our live radio shows that are uploaded on Audio Boom. Go listen to them there. And all of our podcasts. Then School Talk with the one, the only, the great Emerson Allen at Friday, 7:30 a.m. And replays are on Sunday at 2 p.m.
Wow, we call that thing. Students being busy in school. Like I said, I can say so much about that big board, but I only have 30 minutes in my big shoe today. And we got an awesome, awesome theme today. And the theme was picked by my guest. And I'm looking further. It seemed picked by the school because the guest is in charge of the school. So, therefore, the theme is going throughout the whole school. And the timing is really, really perfect. I mean, it really, really perfect. But before I introduce my awesome guest, because she's so awesome, I got to take time, take a little liberty, and get the magic button ready, because I can thank my wife, Mary Hardy Allen, for today, 39 years of marriage.
Oh, my goodness. Push congratulations.
She put up with me for 39 years.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Oh, she's a martyr.
That is amazing. 39 years today. I can't help myself. You know, I tried to be really professional today because I got the principal, Sandy Squire, in the studio. I tried to be professional, but I can't help myself. In the famous words of Indiana's own late great Jim Nabors, and I know I'm aware that the Marine Corps just had a birthday. Like I said, I can't help myself, so I'll probably get in trouble for this. But Gomo Powell, USMC, would say, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then my pastor and my good friend Deacon Dennis Goins, he would say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. All the above, I say thank you, push the magic button for my guest, the great, the awesome, the principal of Ben Davis High School, one and only Sandy, we call her Sandy, Squires and the Billy.
Good morning, Emerson.
How you
nice
doing?
To,
how
nice
you doing?
To be here. I'm doing great.
That's awesome. It's really awesome because I know a little bit about your history. And before I get into everything, the theme of thank you and everything, I want to ask you a personal question.
I knew it. I knew you were going to hit me with something as soon as
a
I just...
A personal question. You couldn't prepare for this question.
I knew that's going to happen.
When I first came here back in 2003, I was a father. Mm-hmm. Then I became a grandfather. I'm a great-grandfather, two great-granddaughters. I ain't saying you're a great-grandmama, but I'm saying is things have changed since we first came to this school. We've changed a little bit.
We have. We've been
got
here
a little
for a
older,
minute.
And we've seen our kids go through the schools while you're in the school.
Correct, yes. I've got one here right now.
That's different.
That's right.
So I want to know from a mom's point of view, and an educator's point of view, and then the principal's point of view, how does that feel?
Oh, goodness, it feels different every day. You know, I was pregnant when I became an administrator. So if you think about that for a minute, that means that my daughter, who's a sophomore here, she has only ever known me as an administrator at Ben Davis High School. So that's, I would ask her how that feels because she's had to live that her whole life, you know. So, but it is wonderful to have my children come to Ben Davis. You know, I had another one that graduated in 2019, and then I've got the sophomore now. And it's, you know, it's always kind of a balance because I'm a mom before 7:30.
Yeah.
And then at 7:30, I'm principal. So, it's a little different. But I make sure that. She knows the difference,
yeah.
And she's very aware. You know, there was one day that a student said, you don't need a pass, your mom's a principal. She said, that's exactly why I have to have a pass, you know, and that's how we've always been. Like, she knows she's got to follow the rules to the T.
That's
she's
awesome.
Representing all the time.
Now, 2003, since I've been working with the school in many different capacities, I remember one position I had was the cafeteria supervisor.
You were excellent.
Thank you very much.
Built relationships with students. That's what it's all about.
And I remember the days you would come into the cafeteria and one of your daughters was in there. I don't know mm-hmm. which one it was, but you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you dress coded
her. That's what you're going to talk about. Yeah.
I was just saying how it was just so, you know, you maybe didn't know anybody was watching you, but I thought it was just so doggone cool. How you would check on her while you do your rounds in the cafeteria and throughout the school. I just thought that was so cool.
Well,
you know.
Thank you.
And
thank
I really you. Didn't as I got older, it really, really, really those memories really, really stuck more because my youngest, and I know we don't have Facebook Live, but y'all just go on my Facebook, you see all of my pictures that I've got on my Facebook, you'll see what I'm talking about. But my youngest, and I'll get up a minute, my youngest grandchild, she has me wrapped around her finger. I'm actually don't mind being late for work because of her, and I'm ready to deal with the boss.
Yeah, there you go.
That is terrible. I know it's terrible, folks, but I am ready to deal with the boss in the event that if he says anything why I'm late. And I'm showing the principal a little video of her in the swing.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
And that's Zuri.
Oh, she has me wrapped around my her finger, too. Look at her. Look at that smile.
And when she caught COVID, I wanted to, because she's staying with us, I wanted to catch COVID to stay home with her.
Yeah.
And I didn't get it. I was negative, but it's weird, and I say this only because we're here. As you get older, your priorities change. You think certain things were important, but now when you look at your children, your daughters, your sons, your granddaughters, your great-granddaughters, man, it's amazing how the cream rises to the top and they get to the top of that list.
You're exactly right. And, you know, when you ask about the balance of being a principal and a mom at the same time, those merge, actually, because, you know, I want to make sure that our school and our teachers, our curriculum, everything that we do, I always look at it from a parent perspective. Mm-hmm. It should be as good for my child as for every child, right?
So right. Yeah.
It'd be what I would want for my child is what I want for every student here at Ben Davis High School. Mm-hmm. And you know, there isn't a teacher that I wouldn't put my child with in this building, you know? And so
that's important. Now, you said something there. You said something there. And if I wasn't really thinking and didn't have grandchildren and still, you know, that would went over my head. But that is really, really huge, because you drop your kids come to school, but when you drop a child off and then they're young and they're growing and they're still learning and you trust them with a stranger to a certain degree, that is huge.
Absolutely.
That is really, really important. Oh, man. I'm thankful. Oh, and then Mr. Easter brought in the spotlight.
Isn't it beautiful? This is such a great
spotlight. Yeah, the spotlight publication. And the first page of it says, giving thanks.
Yep.
I knew all this stuff, the lining of the stars, the universe, and the planets all lined up for this day because of this principal, Sandy Squires. Yeah. What year are you in now for the principal?
This is my 12th year as principal.
Push the button.
12th year, yep. Ooh. 16th year as administrator and 12th year as principal.
I know you don't think about these things when you first take a position, like, I'm going to be here forever.
No. I didn't think I'd be a principal. I thought I'd be a teacher here forever. So, yeah.
No, you don't think about these things. Because the radio show, we've been doing this since 2003.
Yeah.
I never thought about doing this 20 years.
It feels like you and I were just sitting here on my first year,
That's
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know, and it's been a blast being on the air, been a blast being on staff, even learning and learning how to deal with people and young people and systems. You learn a lot in the school building, whether you're an adult or you're a child. This is a learning institution, y'all. You will definitely learn something if you come to Ben Davis High School, whether you're a student, teacher, or a parent. Giving thanks. That's our theme. Gratitude is a good thing when you look back to thank people for what you have today. And looking back in your education, if you had to pick a couple, who would you thank?
Oh, my goodness.
Where you are. I know, maybe not your education, but just where you are in life.
So I'll try not to get too emotional, but I would thank my mother. She is now passed, but I would thank her because she taught me so much, and she taught me so much about education.
Yeah.
You know the story that I started teaching by, at the age of 13, I would go with her. She taught adaptive aquatics, which was teaching people to swim who had physical disabilities.
Yeah.
They were missing a limb or two limbs or, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I was a swimmer, and I would go and help her teach adaptive aquatics, and I found that I loved teaching, period. Whatever the content was, I loved teaching. And so she was the one who first showed me that and kind of set me on this path. And you know, the amount of lessons that, of course, my mother taught me over the years is insurmountable. I can't even go through them all. But, you know, I also had some special educators over the years. The ones that I remember, the ones that I'm really thankful for, are the ones who noticed something in me
that
others didn't necessarily see. You know, Miss Osbrooks, fifth grade teacher, I still am on Facebook with her, right? Like, I still am in communication, Miss A. And she, I'd never thought of myself as an academic in fifth grade. I just thought I was just kind of a normal student. And she noticed something in me, and she helped nurture that. And I was able to move through. I got off the math cart. It's back when we had math carts. And I got off the math cart, and she was wonderful. And others along the way who just saw something in me and nurtured it. They saw something I couldn't necessarily see, and those are the ones that I remember and give thanks for.
Oh, man, that is awesome. I mean, I didn't mean to put you in that position because I know there's so many, and you're right to start with mom. My mom always used to say, it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
No matter what you were going through, she always said, it's going to be all right.
This too shall pass.
Yeah.
That's what my mom would say, this too shall pass.
The crazy part about it was they were right.
Absolutely.
It passed, and it was all right. It didn't happen overnight. It didn't happen in a week. It happened in a month. But it did. It was all right.
Absolutely.
You know, and I tell that to my kids and my grandchildren that, you know, no matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right.
You know, it's all about that mindset, right?
Man.
And that's what giving thanks is about. It's all about the mindset and how you look at the world and wanting to look at it from the lens of appreciating what we have around us, mm-hmm. having gratitude, and how that changes how we see the world.
If you walk into an institution like Ben Davis High School, that type of attitude, you will have an awesome day.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
I mean, seriously, because no matter what is thrown at you, no matter what course or difficult people, because there's some difficult folks out there, or if they've had a bad day, they want you to have a bad day. But if you walk in with that awesome attitude, man, when you walk out of here, man, you won't want to go home. I want to stay at school. And I met a lot of children, a lot of students, a lot of young scholars that didn't want to go home from Ben Davis High School.
Absolutely.
You know it.
And a lot of times they say, I don't want to go to school. And then at 6 o'clock at night, I'm like, yeah, you didn't want to come to school, but you won't ever leave. I love it. I love that. You know, it's all about how you wake up in the morning too. You know, the when I walk out the door, I always say, I get to go to work. Yeah. Not I have to go to work.
I have to go to school.
I get to go to school. Like, just changing how we see things, mm-hmm. Because we are, it is such a privilege that we have to have this educational facility, to have the teachers that we have and the curriculum and this amazing building that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, that we have so much around us. We have such great people around us that it is an honor. Yeah. And it's not a have to, it's a get to.
She's talking about me, Big Nelly. She's talking about me every Friday morning.
You know,
I don't
it.
Have to. I get to. It's an honor to be allowed to be on the great airwaves of Giant 90.9 during the week, during special events, during it's just, you know, and I don't take that lightly. Don't get me. I don't even take that lightly. It is I've talked to Mr. Easter about what happens after school, after Emerson. I want a student. I want a student to take this thing. I want a student to be the name of the student and the host of school talk. I want this to live through the eyes of a student and run with the thing. So that's what I want, because that's what I want.
Yeah.
Anyway, I finally found something, Sandy, Mr. Squire, the principal, the head boss, the person in charge, something older than me. I'm 69. I turned 69 in October. Something older than me. The Reader's Digest.
Andy, do you know what that is?
No. No, ma'am. I don't have a clue. No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
It's a publication that's been around since 1922.
Kind of like predated Spark Notes, but didn't really look at novels.
I bet my grandma knows.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah.
I love my grandma.
Push the measurement.
We were getting along for a minute there.
I told you I was old. Thank you, Nellie. Big Nellie, I appreciate you.
Of course. Reader's Digest. I had the Reader's Digest, the big book that had, like, you know, the four condensed novels. I mean, instead of reading all of Pride and Prejudice, I read the Reader's Digest version of Pride and Prejudice back in the day.
Remember the Saturday Evening Post?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Of course, yeah.
Yeah. How about SNH Green Stamps? I'll shut up. Yeah. I'm telling our ages up, I'm going to get in trouble. But the Reader's Digest, you know, it talked about being thankful. And in this one article, I had to pop it up. It had 72 reasons. Another website had 100 reasons. I can think of 1,000 reasons. But it talked about some of the reasons why to be thankful, and then went down the list. I'm not going to do a RoboCop on this one, RoboMusic on this one, but it talked about family, how family was number one. And people really need to really think about, when I say family is the reason to be thankful. It's so much in that word family.
Absolutely.
In your house, outside your house, at your school or at your work. Because when you don't have nothing, if you got your family, you're rich.
Yep. And sometimes it's the family you chose, right? Sometimes it's the family takes a different meaning. It can be your blood family, or it can be those that you chose to be your family.
Yep. Because it's so important. Because it just feels sad when you feel you're alone and don't have nobody.
Yeah, we want that sense of belonging and knowing that you have some people who always have your back no matter what.
Yeah, and this list has 72 items. I like some of the things. It talks about having a sense of humor. Talked about carbs. I don't know why I said be thankful for carbs.
I'm thankful for carbs. I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm very thankful.
Are you
for
thankful
carbs.
For carbs?
Good food.
Absolutely.
Thanks to bread. Actually, that was number two. Why is that, you know, so important? You know, you got to have your carb. But and talked about pets, being thankful for your pet. And one thing I've found out in some a lot of jobs I've had is, and I've seen people, they love their pets just like a family member.
Absolutely. But you know that saying thankful for your pets, that's an important way to get to that idea of mindset, right? When you walk home, let's say you have dogs and they start barking and you've had a long day and you're frustrated and you're stressed, you at that moment can be like, stop barking, you're driving me crazy. Yeah. Or you can say, thank you for welcoming me home, right? Because that's really all they're doing is they're just saying, oh, yeah, you're home. So just even how you look at that one moment is that mindset change, you know, just knowing that your animals are excited to see you as opposed to they're really loud and I had a stressful day.
Bring it back into the school building. And I know, without telling my history, I know something about this side of the principal, Sandy Squire. When you talking to your teachers and your educators from like a principal to deal with what you have to deal with. Just tell me how do you feel when you have to go from one moment you're talking and next moment you're talking. You're disciplining and let them understand that, you know, that this is nothing personal. This is what we do here at Ben Davis High School. Is that hard on you?
You know, it can be, but I think it's important that we're always treating each other with dignity and respect.
Mm-hmm.
And with love, right? And no matter what the conversation, as long as we are treating each other with respect and we are honoring the humanity of the people, that then the conversation can be tough, but it's going to be okay. Like you said, like mama said, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be okay. So it's not easy to have tough conversations, difficult conversations. But the other thing that I always keep in mind is what's best for the students.
Wow.
So as long as the decisions that are made and the conversations that are had are focused on what's best for our students, those conversations come a little easier.
That makes sense. I do that in my job. What's best for the customer.
Yep.
You know, and if you go on that route, you can't go wrong.
That's right.
You know, that's definitely some comfort in those tough situations. Teachers, every year we get a new batch of teachers. How does it feel seeing the students come back as educators?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. That's one of my favorite things. I have those that I've taught that have come, several that I've taught that have come back into the district. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things I'm most thankful for and have so much gratitude for is when I see that the work that I put in as a younger teacher paid off because they come back and they teach. And then we can see the longevity of what we've done.
And you know, I'm going to ask the question, put my foot in it, but is there one that really shocked you when they came back as an educator? You didn't see that one coming.
Not yet. I've got a few that I've been trying to get back that I never thought I would want. Like, I shouldn't say it like that. I would have been shocked if they'd came back. But now I know them as adults. I'm like, come on, let's get you back. Let's get you into the classroom.
Yeah.
So, but none of that have totally shocked me yet, because honestly, I see almost every student I talk to, I talk about coming back and being an educator in some fashion. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I'm not shocked. I'm always just surprised when I come back into school building and I see one. Like, I saw a young man the other day, Mr. Goins, he was doing a substitute teacher. And then I see Greg, and then I see Jericho. You know, I said, see all these young folks that were students and running in the class, and they're not, now they're running the class.
Yeah, there's a few, and I could name them if they're listening. They know who they are, who I hired, and I hired specifically because they knew all the tricks.
Yeah.
Because when they were students, they knew all the tricks. So I said, come back because you know all the tricks, and you'll be able to make sure that things are as they should be.
Yeah, it's great to see them back in the school building. It just freaks me out. And it doesn't make me, and it makes me, I really feel good. I don't feel dated. Because one thing I've always told folks, when I come back into the school, I feel so doggone young. I do.
I'm with you.
I just feel so doggone young. And then the students are like sponges on some of your experiences, but I'm also sponges on their newness.
And their energy. Absolutely.
You know, I'm just like a sponge.
They teach me something new every day.
Yeah. Being thankful is what we talked about. I'm about 3 minutes out from the big shoe, but I have been accused of going over before, but I won't do it today. It's Thanksgiving. What is the message that you want to give to our students, our parents, and our teachers? Because those are the three pillars of this radio show. If it involves the students, the parents, and the teachers, School Talk is going to talk about it.
You know, I think it goes with our theme today with giving thanks. It is important that we take time, take some deep breaths, reset, take some time over the break. Think about what you're thankful for. Think about what you want to give thanks and where you have some gratitude, because it is easier to fall into the negativity. There's so much negative around us. Social media has gotten to a point where people have, you know, keyboard courage, and they say things that they would never say to somebody in person. If they were sitting here like you and I are sitting here, they would never say it. And it's easy to fall into just the amount of negativity that's out there, and vitriol. I mean, it's very, very hatred. I mean, very hate-inspired stuff that's out there. And we have to not do that. We have to say, no, I am not going to sit here and read all these comments. I'm going to turn this off, and I'm going to go outside for a walk, or I'm going to go do something that's going to rejuvenate me and remind me of what I have and remind me of what I want to give thanks for. Yeah. And I think that's important for all of us. Honestly, the students are teaching us that a little bit more. I think the students who have grown up with the technology that we're all surprised that we have, they've grown up with it, and they've started to notice, hey, this isn't healthy. I have anxiety. I have stress. This technology isn't always a positive, and so I'm going to turn it off. And students are teaching us. But we have to fight that negativity and fight that anxiety and stress and find ways to rejuvenate and give thanks.
Awesome. It is crazy, though, when you think about. And back in the day, I used to say your brain was like a computer. It always, speaking of brains and a computer, the bum rush.
Mr. Squire, my buddy, my friend for over 20 years. So thankful for Miss Squire and her leadership. And we appreciate her in our performing arts department. And Mr. Allen, we appreciate you having her on to speak. She is a kid magnet, and I really appreciate her leadership.
Thank you, Mr.
And
Goins.
Her friendship. Love her to death. And as Mr. Bishop used to say, love you madly.
Yeah. I love it. Love you madly too, Mr. Goins.
Rum rush again, Mr. Goins. I got Deacon Goins. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. I was going to say, but your brain is like a computer and absorbs, but it also has the ability to block out. When I used to drive an Uber, I took a customer home way out there in the boonies in Shelbyville. And I dropped him off, and then my engine was cut off, and I walked back to the car. It was about 4 o'clock in the morning, and all I heard was a dog in the distance. Wait, roof, 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 roof. No mosquitoes, no cars, no airplanes, no sirens, no air conditioners, no nothing. It was just eerie silence. It's like being wide awake but sleep.
Yeah.
But wide awake because it was dark. But you heard nothing but the little dog. And it felt so good.
Yeah.
It felt so good not to hear all that mess.
Exactly. And I had a student tell me just last week, I know we're about running out of time, but a student said to me just last week, I was observing a class, and they talked about not putting such negative images, like talking about movies and things, and not putting those negative images in their minds and into their soul, right? I mean, and so we all need to be aware of that.
It works. It's truth. It really
turn the
really,
sound off.
It's real. It's real. Just as sure as you woke up this morning, pinched yourself, and went ouch because you pinched yourself. It's real. It's really real. Principal Squire, we appreciate you. Everything you've done for our young people, everything you've done for our teachers, everything you've done for our community, our young scholars that are now teachers and educators, soon to be millionaires. And yes, I want some money. But it
thank you, Emerson. And I am thankful for you very much. Thankful for you and all that you've done over the years.
Oh, well, you allow me to. And I say thank you very much. And now it's time to get big nugget to class. You got to go do some administrative stuff. But to the parents, I want to. Next week we're going to have a Warren Holiday, right? So no show next week, right, McNally? No show next week. So
Turkey Day. We're going on break November 22nd, okay. And then we're off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So there will be no school talk next Friday.
I'm gonna be depressed. No, not. But anyway, on the next show, I'm the first bringing back a Ben Davis graduate. I'm biased because she is my daughter. She's an author. She's wrote a book.
Yeah.
And she's got a nonprofit, and she's doing some great things in the community. And she's a new mom, and she's going to be on my show.
That's awesome.
In 2 weeks. It's going to be awesome. I'll talk about her nonprofit and the book that she wrote for children.
Oh, wow.
It's a children's book. I say no more.
Congratulations, sir.
Woo! To the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands of the one you hang with. It's okay to be the copycat. Just copy the right cop. Hey, you can copy the principal. She's not bad. You can do that. You can wake up feeling great. You can do good. Hey, wait. Are they sagging any pants anymore? You see, I can drop that from my monologue. I can drop no more sagging because you're not sagging anymore. did it. I nag and you stop sagging. The views expressed on school talk. And I said the views of the embassy at Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School, Giant 98.9. The views of me and my guests. See you in 2 weeks. Have a good turkey day. Happy Thanksgiving. See you in 2 weeks on school talk.